Hey, what's up, guys? Duff here, doing another from my office chair video. Because I just got back from a bike ride with Cindy, kind of hot. I'm not sure if I'll get out later on the wheel or not. Maybe. Be nice. It's super humid today, guys. So I'm all sweaty and blah, but. Thought I would take a few minutes and record a quick video. When I was eating my breakfast, flipped through my YouTube feed and I saw a video from Mickey. And the video, let's see, where is it? It was called "Free the Videos, Please, EVX." And what he is referring to is the V12. I did a video, God, I don't know, is it a month and a half ago now, about the initial V12 leak that happened because of specs and pictures and a manual being posted to an FCC site. Unintentionally, all kinds of information about the V12 was released. And now, evidently, I'm not sure, I believe, I didn't do tons of research into this, how this actually happened, but I believe InMotion inadvertently, or well, I don't know how you do it inadvertently. Basically, the V12 is up for pre-order on AliExpress. And you can go there and you can see everything about the V12. And yeah, I mean, really, there's almost nothing that is not out in the public eye yet. So the reason that Mickey made this video was he and several other peoples, I know Madpax one, I don't know who else is on the list, that there's a few people that InMotion decided to give early versions of the V12 to, solicited their feedback, took their suggestions, and yeah, they gave them early access to the product and allowed them to actively participate in ideas for the product and improvements. Now, however, there is a gotcha to that, and all of these creators had to sign agreements. Basically, I assume they're basically NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, where, hey, you can't really talk about it, you can't show pictures about it or of it. You're very restricted in what you can do. So I know Mickey has shot a bunch of videos about this. He has them ready to go. But in the meantime, all of this information is coming out all over the place, sort of making the whole thing anticlimactic from a perspective of these people that got early access to the wheels. So he is frustrated by it, and I can understand that. InMotion, I'm not quite sure. I guess what they are wanting to do is have all these people that are under NDAs just wait until they do the official announcement, similar to what they did with the V11, where they did like a press conference. They want them to just sit on their hands until then. And but it's almost like InMotion is ignoring reality, ignoring the reality of the situation. All of the specs are out already, just making people wait for the sake of waiting. I don't know that that's the best idea. And I do feel bad for these creators that, it's, and I had a little conversation with Mickey. It's almost like a double-edged sword. You are chosen as someone that we think enough of. I guess they don't think enough of me. They think enough of you that they want you engaged in this early testing and development. But your hands are now tied behind your back until they say you can talk about it publicly. So yeah, he's frustrated. I can understand it. So, anyways, that being said, I'm not restricted by an NDA, and I did see the there's like a huge graphic file that was part of the listing on AliExpress, and I was looking at it, and you should be able to see it right here. I have it blown up full screen, and it talks about pretty much every feature on the V12. So let's go through this. There's a cool picture of it. Stylistic picture. Max speed 70 kilometers an hour. Now there's some people that were saying, oh man, there's no way that the rideable speed on the V12 is 70 kilometers an hour. They were thinking that was like the free spin speed. No, it's actually supposed to be able to be ridden 70 kilometers an hour. Now I don't know for how long, if it's like the V11 where like maybe for the first 20% of the pack you can go that fast, but if they're posting it as a max speed of 70 kilometers an hour, it can go 70 kilometers an hour with a rider on there. Battery capacity of 1750 watt hours, very respectable. 1800 watt hours is a pretty good baseline nowadays for a wheel with lots of range. the headlight, the quad headlight design, which is supposed to be adaptive. I'm not a real big fan of the way it looks, but it probably functions very, very well. So yeah, I don't love that look, but functionality-wise, I expect it to be quite good. 2,500 watt motor, again on par with a lot of Gotway wheels. Should be strong, and from the few feedback I've heard from some people that have actually ridden it, it is a strong wheel. Waterproof IPX5. Okay, well we'll see. We know how waterproof I feel that the V11 is, but the V12 does not have a hollow motor, so the V12 does not have the same problematic bearings that the V11 does. So that's great for me. And I believe the battery is actually rated IPX7, which means it could actually be submerged for a period of time. So IPX5 is a pretty good waterproof rating, and it's a 100 volt wheel. InMotion's first 100 volt wheel, so that's another big change. The screen on the V12, they've taken what the Sherman has done with their onboard control panel slash screen, and they've moved it ahead decades. It's full color, it's touch. It basically has all of the features of the app, or not all, maybe not all of them, but close to all the features on the app, all on this nice little touch screen. Super cool, if you ask me. Very visible. It's up front, where you want to be able to see it. So I think that's great. My only question would be durability. Hopefully they make it strong. That the first time the thing falls on its side, it doesn't crack. I would hope that InMotion has thought about impact resistance with that screen. But I think it's super, super cool. This was interesting. This is something I hadn't heard about before, an anti-theft digital lock. You hear people complaining. Luckily, I haven't ever had that issue, but there are people that get their wheels stolen. And this is a nice little deterrent that they can actually lock it down with a code that you can't initiate the wheel without putting that code in. That's cool. That's the only wheel that has this feature. A two-level visual alarm. So I guess, okay, so in addition to just seeing the speed, you can also change the color at certain speeds just to give you a very quick visual sign of your speed. If it's red, that means you might want to start thinking about slowing down. So that's cool. Again, talking about the ultimate riding experiences, you'll notice these pictures are better looking than the early ones that we saw. It's the lights. Having the lights on really makes the wheel look better, for sure. Again, reiterating the top speed, motor power, and the hill climbing of 35 degrees, being able to traverse a 35 degree hill, that's significant. That's awesome. Talking again about the headlight, a built-in light sensor enables a headlight that can be turned on and off automatically. I mean, we have the ability for lights to go on and off automatically already, but it's going to be interesting to see how this works with four different lights. Ambient RGB light on the side. Yeah, they basically have totally reversed course with the V11. One of the things they talked about was, hey, no exterior lighting besides the headlight and the brake light, and no speakers either. And the V12 does have speakers again as well, supposedly very good speakers. So they have, I guess, enough people complained about not having those features in the V11, which supposedly, when the V11 was released, they said, InMotion said, that they were going to have add-on options for lights and speakers. Never happened. I'm not sure why, but yeah, that never happened. I thought this screen was interesting. They show a depiction of the controller on the V12, comparing it to the V11. Now, in a way, I think it's a little weird because it kind of looks down on the V11. It says, "Hey, look at the little tiny control board here that doesn't dissipate heat that well on the V11." And we're still selling that wheel, by the way. But here, if you want something with a lot more heat sink and real estate, the V12 control board is much, much bigger and supposedly safer with a superior control and algorithm. Sounds impressive. Okay, this is another thing that was rumored. I didn't actually see the implementation prior to this graphic. Adjustable pedals to keep you safe at off-road riding. So you can actually adjust the pedals 2 centimeters up to give you more clearance, depending on your riding preference and terrain. So that's nice. Again, it's the first wheel that has adjustable pedals that way. Prior to that, there's some wheels that you can put different pedal hangers on to adjust your pedal height, but not like this implementation. So another nice new feature. It says the BMS has three BMSs. I'd be interesting on the technical explanation of how that all works together. But supposedly a superior battery management system. This exploded diagram is kind of cool. See the basic layout of the parts. My hope is the V12 is significantly easier to disassemble than the V11. That is one of the negatives of the V11 for sure. Complexity when doing pretty much anything. If you get a flat tire, you're in for a long day to fix that yourself. The charge ports, they're in the back. I remember when I talked about this in my last video, I was kind of confused with the charge port location. I actually thought it was on top of the wheel. It's not. It's on the back between the rear lights. So should be out of harm's way. It has a nice little rubber cover over it. Again, the innovation here is it has a USB-C port in addition to a USB-A port. First wheel to have that. And a five-prong 100-volt charging port. 2.3 amp charger, not crazy, not super high speed charging, but that's fine. It's fine for me. Someone that's looking to charge and while they eat lunch and get back out on the road, they might want something faster, but for me, that's fine. It is interesting that they decide to only go with one charge port instead of two. Not quite sure why that is. A lot of wheels nowadays have two charge ports, but they only went with one. It says it'll take 9 hours to charge this fully. A CST 1488 tire, 16 inch and 3 inches wide, or just like the Kingsong 16X. I'm a big fan of the way the 16X rides, even at speed. I'm hoping the V12 has similar characteristics in that regard. Comfortable, stable. Spin keel button, that's pretty much standard fare. That's been around on in-motion wheels forever, but they had that on the V12 as well. I don't know if they talk about the handle. It has the standard flip-up handle that you see in a lot of in-motion wheels. Some people don't like that. I'm fine with it. I've never had a problem with it. It's easy to use. So it has a similar handle design to other in-motion wheels. Tire stand, they stole that idea from themselves. Basically, they took the idea they have in the V11 and they just incorporated it in the V12. And I actually like that feature. When it was announced with the V11, I didn't really care about it. I didn't think I would really use it, but I do use it. It's nice to have a kickstand built into the wheel like that. Oh, here we go. Talking about the trolley handle. Standard fare. Some people complain that it could come loose and smack you in the crotch or something, or during an accident it could fly loose and break off. Well, it's the same thing with any of the other in-motion wheels. The Nikola had a similar location for its handle, so I don't see that as a plus or a negative, but I do know that as far as functionality goes, using it as a trolley, it's far superior to something like what they have in the RS or the EX, that little like credit card style handle that comes up on a real floppy arm and doesn't have a good seal to water as well. So you have no water ingress with the design here on the V12. Here they talk about the speakers. Bluetooth speaker array, 4 loudspeakers spread at the front and rear body give you an immersive stereophonic experience. Personally, I don't play music on my wheels very often, very, very infrequently, but if you do, it sounds like you have a quality system in there as opposed to some of the really shitty speakers that you've seen in EUCs in the past. Just going over the specs, see if there's anything noteworthy. 120 kilogram max payload, that's pretty normal nowadays. Net weight 29 kilograms, it is not going to be a light wheel. Max slope 35 degrees. Okay, here's the battery IPX7 rating I was talking about. And all this other stuff I have talked about already. Yeah, okay, we're at the bottom. So yeah, even though it's a single graphic, boy, there's a lot of information there, right? There really is nothing left to the imagination, really, except getting more real-world footage and feedback, which creators like Mickey could provide. He has it ready to go. It is unfortunate that he is not able to talk about it and share it more freely at this point, just based on what's happened so far with all this information being out there already. I really don't see the point in not letting creators talk about it. It's unfortunate. So I am still very excited about the V12. With Liam leaving in motion, I'm curious how it's going to affect the rollout itself. Hopefully not negatively. I had not heard any information as far as when it's supposed to come out, but the other thing I did not mention is I did see that they are putting the potential price based on what it's listed at on some of these sites as about $2,300 US. So we'll see how accurate that is. More than the V11. No suspension, but it does have a stronger motor and a lot more tech and a bigger battery, significantly bigger battery. So we'll see. I mean, at that number, I think it's competitive enough that you're gonna see a lot of interest in the wheel. So that really, that's all I want to say, guys. I wanted to put in my support of letting the creators that have been experiencing the V12 now for quite a while, let them say their piece. Everyone else is. I mean, I don't know what's gained by just making them artificially wait when the cat is literally out of the bag, really. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if you guys found this video interesting, please give it a big thumbs up. If this is your first time visiting the channel, please consider subscribing. Those of you that follow me on Instagram, you may see that I've been messing around with my EUC stands. I've come up with something called the Stubby, which is a smaller version of my three, significantly smaller version of my normal stands. And it's designed that it would be less expensive because it uses less plastic, and it would work with most wheels with a pedal height of 5 to 6 inches. It would support those, adjustable still, so it can work with any wheel, but it just has to be one with normal pedal heights. If you have one of the wheels that has higher pedals, like an S18, a V11, trying to think of some other ones, the EX, they will not work on this. But I do have my Sherman on one right now, and it fits fine. And also because it's shorter, the tire is closer to the ground, so shorter means less flex. So it's actually probably a little bit sturdier as well. So I'm considering what I want to do with it, if I want to put it up in the store or not. Probably will. But if you don't follow me on Instagram, you might want to do that. Duff67, check it out. So let me know what you think. What do you think about the creators not being able to talk about the V12 yet? The ones that have been testing the V12s for quite a while. What do you think about the V12 itself? What do you think about this information that I talked about here? And what do you think, man? I don't know. I don't know what I think. I just think I think it's I think I'm excited about the V12. I think it's unfortunate that there's still a gag order on all of the people that I mentioned earlier. Sorry, Mickey. So that's all I have, guys. If you want to become a member of my YouTube channel, there are various perks. There's store discounts, there's a special badging, and I'm also going to start with certain videos. I'm going to start releasing them to members first, so members will get first crack at the videos. They'll see. I don't know how long I'll make them wait. If it might be a few hours, might be a day. I don't know. I have to think about it. But I'm going to be releasing my videos to the members first before they are posted to the public. So another small perk for joining the channel, and it's very affordable. Just hit the join button down below and you get details. Okay, guys, that's all I have for now. Hope you have a great weekend. Until next time, Duffman out.